The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Femin attacked in the streets of Paris. The video is pretty entertaining where one cop, there's multiple cops running at these topless women, these topless protesters. One of the cops basically botches up his job and kind of hurt. Looks like he might hurt himself a little bit there.
Hope he's not hurt.
Not seriously. Just kind of, well, I'll tell you more about it coming up here in a moment. We've also, for those of you just tuning in, been talking about the police and California Highway Patrol in specific getting caught. Some of their officers caught playing some kind of a game. Some game that involves taking your photos and preferably your nude photos and sharing them with one another. And it's something that's been going on apparently for a while. And now one of their cops got caught. Mr. Harrington was caught. He apparently took a young lady's phone. Actually, this happened on more than one occasion. There was one lady who he took her phone while she was in the hospital because she had been in a DUI wreck. And then another lady, that girl was 19, another one, 23 years old, he took her phone under some sort of an arrest circumstance and was trading him around. And apparently what he did was he actually sent the pictures from one of these girls' phones to his own phone.
Ah.
So when she got her phone back, she was probably able to look at, you know, the call logs or the text logs or whatever. Like, who the hell? What? Who sent my? That cop stole my pictures.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been hard to figure it out.
Let me ask you this. Is there some other way that he would have gone about this and been, sneaky?
Yeah, he could have taken the SD card. He could have plugged the phone into a computer and then just downloaded it. You know how when you plug your phone into your micro SD, or what do you call it, the mini USB, that's what it is, mini USB. You plug into the mini thing, and then it plugs into your computer, and then usually it just pops right up, like, hey, you can access your files this way. So if he'd plugged in that way, she never would have known. But this guy's technical know-how was so low. I mean, that's not advanced computing, plugging your phone into your computer. I mean, I don't know if most people with a smartphone have tried it, but I imagine a significant amount of them have done so. And, yeah, you can just access the photo folder at that point and then paw through all the photos you want. Copy them, and there'll be no evidence whatsoever that you were in there doing that. And as we were talking about earlier, the way you can prevent that from happening is to encrypt your phone. If you encrypt your entire phone, then the cops would have to have the password in order to decrypt the files, in order to copy the unencrypted files.
Gotcha.
So basically this cop is almost completely clueless at how to use technology. All he knew was to turn the phone on, throw the pictures, and then send the pictures over text message to himself, leaving his evidence of his crime in the woman's phone. So there's more from the story here from the San Francisco Gate. I wanted to share with you just a few more of the comments from the police because, you know, obviously along with the pictures, they share their thoughts about the photos. And with the young lady who had the 19-year-old who had pictures apparently just of herself in a bikini, one of the officers that was they were shared with was upset. He said, "No effing nudes," in one of his responses, according to the affidavit against these officers. Holcomb wrote in the affidavit, this is the attorney, that he believed that Harrington, Hazelwood, and other officers unlawfully accessed a computer system and stole computer data. Prosecutors are to decide next week whether anyone will face criminal charges. Harrington hasn't responded to a request for comment. A woman who answered his phone or answered another officer's phone, Officer Hazelwood's phone on Friday, said he would not be discussing the case. It originated from the August 29th arrest of a 23-year-old woman in a San Ramon DUI case as well. After being released from jail, she, who's identified as Jane Doe number 1, realized that her iPad had been used to send 6 photos of her in various stages of undress and had been forwarded from her phone while she was in custody. Harrington, the officer, also exchanged text messages with Officer Hazelwood less than a half an hour after he stole the photos, allegedly, from the woman, saying, quote, Nudes are always better with the face. And who could disagree with that sentiment?
Oh, God.
This is what Hazelwood allegedly wrote. Harrington responded with a crude comment about her face, which they are leaving out here. And Hazelwood, so if they're leaving it out from the media report, so it probably means it was pretty crude.
What's important to understand here is, okay, so we definitely have two officers implicated, right?
That's correct.
These guys did it.
Yes, and one of them is saying he's done it on multiple occasions with more than one
officer.
And the
accusation is that this goes on all over the place. And the question, well, that's what the officer's assertion. The officer's claiming that this is a game.
This is a game that's going on all over.
Well, I'm saying it's going on beyond California Highway Patrol as well.
I suspect you're probably right, too. But if it's going on the California Highway Patrol, then it's probably going on elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But if that's so, then this is the question I always come back to. Because remember, I used to be the cop apologist on this show. I always wanted to take their side. I always wanted to believe they were doing the right thing, that you needed to have the evidence. The preponderance of the evidence was against the person making the accusation when it came to people making accusations against the police. And that's still true sort of in court. But in the court of public opinion, I think it's beginning to change. And for me, what made it change is, where are the good apples? Where are the officers? This didn't get reported by an officer who said, "Lordy, lordy, I can't believe you're handing out these pictures of these ladies like this." Well, even apparently female officers, some of them must have come in contact with this. So how is it? Where are the good cops? Where are the ones that are policing the others?
Every now and then one of them will show up, and then they end up getting booted out of the department or harmed in some way.
Every time I see it, it looks like they get gone after, which says to me that the departments themselves are sort of corrupt.
I invited John Bush on the show. I haven't gotten a confirmation from him on when he can do it, but I don't know if y'all were paying any attention to the Antonio Buehler case down in Austin. He was found not guilty by a jury. Regarding charges that I don't have the exact charge in front of me, but essentially were tantamount to disobeying an officer, the officer telling him to stop recording, that kind of thing. And there was a cop, apparently, in that case who broke rank, and he broke the thin blue line, and he testified on Antonio's side against the officers in the department. And guess what happened to him? From what I hear, he's getting fired at the end of the month, tomorrow.
Well, I hear Weir needs a new police chief.
Luckily, he's still alive at this point, and the other corrupt cops haven't done anything physically to him. But it can be a scary thing, I think, to be a good cop and be surrounded by a bunch of corrupt thugs who you don't know what they're going to do to you or your wife or your kids or your dog.
Is he in Serpico?
Well, right now, Frank Serpico just came out with a very lengthy article. I haven't read the entire thing, but he just came out with an opinion piece that says, yep, the cops are still really bad. You know, that's essentially the summary of the piece. Mm-hmm. So,
and there were attempts made to set him up to die.
Oh, I believe that.
Organizations tend not to change unless they are forced to change.
Well, you have to have incentive to change.
And when you have monopolies, and police organizations are darn close to monopolies, if they're certainly cartelized, it's pretty rare that one police organization goes after another. Every once in a while, the FBI will go after some organization. It does happen, but it's pretty rare. That means that, they're even less prone to change. Change has to come from a catalyst, and that catalyst is likely going to have to be people showing the police acting badly. That's why I support the filming of police. Look, you don't need to get in the way when somebody's doing their job. That's a real problem. But we have to be able to hold our public servants accountable. Otherwise, they're not servants. If you give a man a gun, you give him more rights and more privileges and more power than the average citizen, and then you hold him to no account, this is men or women, you're going to have a bad time. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Wake up. You people aren't, you didn't wake up, you didn't get born yesterday.
And the scary thing about it is that's been found to be true even with ordinary psychology students who, for one experiment, were divided and asked to play the roles of prisoners and guards. And even in that, when the, you know, everybody knew they were all just psychology students, the people were asked to play the roles of guards.
They played the
roles. Abuse the people who had been asked to play the roles.
Didn't they have to shut it down after 2 days? And it was
more than 2 days.
Yeah, it didn't go the full length. It was scheduled to go.
That's the Stanford prison experiment.
That's correct. Yeah, by Phil Zimbardo, I believe was the name of the professor in that case, and he became so into his role as the warden that he had to be shaken out of it by his wife. Like, you've got to stop this, because he had gotten into his role as well. He wasn't apart from things. He wasn't separate from it. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything here at 855-453. More of the text messages. I found the uncensored version, or at least a more uncensored version of these things, as I've been digging deeper into the story, trying to find websites that will actually tell you what the cop said. Most of the time, they leave it out. These are cops who are going through nude photos on the cell phones of the millennial females that they are confiscating these phones during various different arrests and things like that in investigations. And what we've got going on here is they are sharing them. And one of the officers described it as a game that multiple officers are playing within the California Highway Patrol. But the news media, they've been kind of reticent to give out the actual statements here. Now, the San Francisco Gate does reveal that one of the officers says nudes are better with the face. And then another officer responds with a crude comment. I actually got that comment here. We'll see exactly what he said.
It's pretty cruel.
In moments.
You can get a free pound of coffee. What's not cruel is a free pound of coffee. Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You're going to have to pay for the shipping, but we will give you a free pound of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Now, there's lots of high-end coffee available on the internet and maybe even around your town. What the difference is with BuzzBoxes is that we're able to – they give us a portion of the proceeds back, and then we're able to use Kiva.org in order to give microloans to people around the world. And this, I think, is a really great program because it allows Free Talk Live to give back. It allows you to give back because you drink coffee. Likely, you drink coffee every day. Well, you might as well get good coffee. Coffee that's good for you, that's organic and shade grown, and you might as well be able to help people around the world at the same time. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. Try it out. It is a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Let's go to Nathan in Texas via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, guys. That segue was a little weak there, Mark.
Yeah, well. What do you want? So, worth everything you paid for it.
Indeed. So I wanted to build on Kyle's previous comments about the Molyneux DMCA case. I didn't
actually
read
the entire point. This is Stephon Molyneux, a liberty-oriented podcaster who's sort of, by some, assessments, gone off the rails within the last year or so, becoming seemingly misogynistic and then really jumping the shark by using DMCA, the government's own copyright rules, which he professed to not believe in, using the copyright rules to take down a critic's YouTube channel. Go ahead with your thoughts, Nathan.
Right. So I think what something Kyle didn't mention and was mentioned in the TechDirt article about it is that I think the reason that the lawyers are taking this case on is because they might have some kind of limitation placed on the DMCA, because the DMCA has a section about materially misrepresenting copyright claims. And there's some other legal case where the lawyer tried to prove that the copyright holder was acting in bad faith or was misrepresenting the copyright claim, and they failed because the judge said, oh, well, you have to prove that they intentionally, with bad faith, issued this takedown. And as far as I can tell, this is what the TechDirt article is implying, the Molyneux case could be an interesting kind of unique test case, because Molyneux is on video saying that the takedown was not, was in bad faith, basically saying it wasn't for copyright.
You're saying that on video he's admitting that he used copyright legislation to attack a channel which originally he said was not for the violation of copyright. Didn't he say something to the effect of,
exactly,
oh, it was to protect our listeners from being doxed?
Yeah, I don't have the exact quote, but it was something like, it was not for copyright or anything like that. Yeah, it was only to protect the listeners. And so,
it was pointed out by True Shives, the YouTube operator who was taken down, that she had not used doxing. And doxing, for those who don't know, is where you do research on an individual, typically a public individual, but you do research on this person, and then it could be a private individual, and then you release that information publicly. So the allegations were that some channel channel, and Shibes is saying, True Shibes is saying it wasn't my channel, but Mount Molyneux apparently conflated her channel with a different channel, which actually was doxing listeners. But even if True Shibes was doxing listeners, I don't think that's any of Molyneux's business. If one of our listeners decides to dox another listener and posts it on their YouTube channel, it's none of my damn business. It's not my job to protect. You know, if James from Arizona gets doxed by somebody, you know,
he did
get doxed. You know, you've come on the radio. You've become a public personality. And even if he wasn't on the radio, even if it was Dave in New York, if he'd never called into the show and somebody just decided to post his personal info on our Free Talk Live BBS, not my responsibility, man. That's not my job as a talk show host to play protector for my listeners.
Now, is misuse?
Yeah, the weird thing about it is that YouTube actually has a harassment, you know, process to deal with those kinds of things. And since
but they use DMCA, not the harassment process.
Right.
Rich, what was your comment?
You said that it's a violation of the DMCA to misuse the DMCA to take down a station. Is that a criminal offense? Is that something that there could actually be jail time for? Or
it's a civil lawsuit, so I don't imagine, but I'm not a lawyer.
Well, I've never heard of a civil lawsuit resulting in jail.
Well, plus, even if it wasn't civil, even if it was a criminal offense, Rich, you have to remember we're talking about a guy who lives in Canada, too. So, you know, yeah, we've certainly seen them extract people like Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, from Canada. We saw him handed over by the Canadian government to the U.S. government. He's now spent his 5 years in prison and is finally back in Canada as a free man.
All right.
So that's good news. But so we've seen them do that, but I can't imagine they're going to, you know, extract somebody from Canada over a DMCA complaint.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, you can actually view online, search DMCA text and go down to, you know, section F and G. That's the relevant part where it talks about any person, quote, any person who knowingly materially misrepresents under this section, unquote, and then talks about, you know, service providers and copyright holders misrepresenting that something is up for fair use and whatnot. So
any other comments you want to share on this?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to comment on the hypocrisy. I think the easiest case to make against Molyneux in this case is that he frequently condemns himself for the very actions that he's taking. Like, he'll routinely on his show condemn people who, you know, don't admit that they're wrong, who are impervious to reason and evidence, people who bully others using the force of the state. And he does this on a routine basis. So it's kind of like that Greek play where the king, you know, orders that the murderer shall be sentenced to death, but he himself was the murderer kind of a thing. So it's like he's constantly, passing judgment on himself, saying that, you know, you should be held to a standard of truth. You should be held to a standard of evidence. You shouldn't use the gun in the room, etc.
Good points tonight, Nathan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
What disturbs me about this is that I'm not getting both sides. I don't know what happened. I don't pay much attention. Frankly, I don't want to find out any bad information about Stefan Molyneux.
Because you're friends with him?
I like him. Yeah, I do. And we go to events, and I see him there, and I don't want to be in those situations.
I like him, too, but that doesn't
mean that
I don't
hear any defenses. I'm not getting another side of the story.
What do you want to know? I mean, his defense was that they're supposedly doxing his listeners, so he's protecting them by using copyright to take down channels he doesn't like. We're coming up, 855, hold that thought, Rich, we'll come back to it. 855-450-FREE, you can take control here. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research in July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the topless femin protesters running through the streets of France. The police chasing them down in a very violent manner. We can tell you more about that here, what happened in a moment. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also been off and on throughout the show tonight talking about the police in California who, California Highway Patrol specifically, some of their officers have been caught playing a game. Now, there have been multiple pieces that I've read about this so far, and this one from addictinginfo.org. This one says that in an interview, the officer, when he talked about how this was a game, Mr. Officer Harrington, said it was a game, and he said also that apparently all cops play it. Now, that's not an exact quote. That's from the article. That's their summary of what he allegedly said. But apparently, this is a fairly widespread game. Now, we were speculating earlier that it wouldn't have been an unpopular game, but this guy's now allegedly saying that all cops play this game. Now, he's probably exaggerating. There's probably a few cops who don't. But if he feels like all of the cops play this, then that seems like it would suggest that the cops that are in his purview, the, you know, his co-officers, the immediate commanders that he talks to, officers that might be beneath him in rank, that the people he's encountering are playing this game of taking pictures from your phone when you're in custody, naked pictures, and then sharing them around the department and beyond. We'll continue that discussion here. But, Mark, how would somebody who wants to go and hook up with some of the most historically best alternative currencies, gold and silver, how would they go about doing that?
That are great prices right now, too. I think now's an awesome time to be buying silver. You can do it at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got a relationship there with Midas Resources, and they are actually the syndicate that puts Free Talk Live on the air. So when you buy your gold and silver, not only are you helping Free Talk Live, but you're helping our syndicate, which helps us stay on the air. So it's gold.freetalklive.com. Do your gold and silver shopping there, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so they do have a link to these alleged statements that the officer is made about how it's a game and that all cops play it. I'll see if I can get a more exact quote on that here. But first, we have some more quotes from the officers, a couple of the officers who were indicted in this case out in California, of them taking young ladies' cell phones and taking the photos off of them and then sharing them around. Again, it was hard to find the unedited versions of these. The news media, for the most part, will prevent the actual texts from the officers from being read by the public. They'll say something like they were nasty or naughty, or, you know, they'll use some term
offensive
to describe the content, but they don't actually talk about it. They don't give you the actual quotes. I've got those from addictinginfo.org. This was the conversation that took place on August 29th of this year between Officer Harrington of the California Highway Patrol and Officer Robert Hazelwood. They share the following back and forth text messaging after a DUI arrest of one of the suspects in a DUI arrest. And this was the girl, Jane Doe number one, who they had taken six of her photos. Officer Hazelwood, now this, the main officer in this case, the cop that said that all cops do it, that this is a game, the cop that got busted, was Sean Harrington.
Harrington,
so
right.
So Hazelwood is his buddy, one of the other officers. Hazelwood texts to Harrington at 2:30 in the morning, 2:33, nudes are always better with the face. Harrington responds back. So Harrington had already sent Hazelwood these pictures, and they didn't have the girl's face in them, so he's upset. And so Harrington writes back a minute later, quote, and this is what the San Francisco Gate would not print, quote, maybe she knows she has a jacked up horse face, !
Nice.
Hazelwood responds within the same minute, quote, let's see the DL. That stands for driver's license.
Oh, I thought it was down low. Okay.
No. Apparently the down low was already shown, and it didn't include the face. So
yeah.
None of the photos allegedly included the face. There were six of them. And so, therefore, let's see the driver's license, says the other officer, who's really wanting to know what the woman
apparently
looks like.
He's very interested in this.
10 minutes later, Harrington writes back, quote, when we get back to the office, and we'll have MDF mugshot 2. MDF stands for the Department of
Motor Vehicles.
It's something else. It's whoever the booking officers were. The SF Gate article reveals what MDF stands for. It's one of the bureaucracies, one of the police forces. And 2:45 a.m., ha ha, okay, says Hazelwood. Harrington responds within the same minute, quote, but trust me, she's like a 5 or 6 at best. Hazelwood writes back a minute later, 2:46, her body is rocking, though. 2:46, Harrington writes, small and then breasts is in parentheses, so I think that's an editorial.
Yes.
Comment there. So he texted back just small. And then Hazelwood texts back a minute later saying, still looks good to me.
Well, I'm glad that Hazelwood's willing to compromise on his illegally obtained pornographic pictures.
No, there's an excerpt from what it was like between two of the officers in their conversation about one of the victims of their theft of photographs. Give you a little taste.
Does that make you feel like they've done it often? Or, I mean, they spend a lot of time talking about this. Does that make you feel like they do it often?
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Anytime they arrest a young lady, or even probably middle-aged one, they're probably sending any photos they can find to one another, because They're the cops, and they feel invincible, and they've been getting away with it. They just happen to get caught on this one because this cop sent the pictures from the woman's phone to his own phone.
Yes.
He just transferred it over the cell phone networks.
I bet he's done it before, though. And,
yes.
You know, just I never look at what my sent texts are or whatever.
Right.
She found this really quickly.
Yeah, she noticed. So share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-453. We got Tom in Nashville. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, it's about the police brutality situation out there in Ferguson, Missouri, where they've been leaking details about the autopsy and implying that there was a struggle for the cop's gun. Now, look at this from a sensible perspective instead of the bureaucracy-approved perspective. Okay, the human is walking down the street and the cop decides to start trouble, and the human being's attitude does not pass inspection. So according to the official bureaucratic police academy training, supposedly they have the right to pull a gun as a precaution, even when they don't have a right to shoot the person dead on the spot. At which point the human being has either two choices, either trust a cop not to pull the trigger, or you have a split second to lunge forward and try to take the gun away as a last resort, as a last remaining hope. Failing to trust an enemy officer not to pull the trigger is not a crime worthy of death. If that's what he did, if he decides his last chance to survive, rather than trusting an enemy officer not to pull the trigger, is to try to take the gun away.
Tom, anybody
the gun
who's...
goes off.
If somebody's got a gun out and you lunge after them, I don't care what uniform they're wearing, you have made a very stupid move.
Not if they, if you can take the gun, or you, if you take
if you're
the
in
gun
close
away,
proximity, I can see what he's saying. Like if you're right next to somebody and they pull a gun, then I can see where he's coming from.
See, what they taught me was run from a knife and attack a gun. But if somebody pulls a gun, you want to be close to them.
Mm-hmm, because they can't do as much.
If you, if the cop persists in retaining or regaining control of that gun, you have a unalienable inherent natural right to use that gun to stop that cop from trying to take the gun from which the cop presumably intends to murder you. Now, if the cop...
Well, if you can do it without any killing, then that would be one thing, but odds are good if you shoot the cop, you're going to be dead within a matter of minutes after that.
Yeah, if
you're going to have
none of this is good advice.
In any case, I'm talking about rights. I'm not talking about advice here. But in any case, if the cop gets found not guilty, there's going to be a lot of anger. And one of the things that could happen there, if you know anything about fire extinguishers, the type that have water in them, is that you fill them halfway with water, and then you close it up real tight and put it on a compressor and fill it up the rest of the way with air. You don't put up more than that because then you don't have enough air, compressed air, to expel all the water. You only fill it halfway with water. But
Tom, I got thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. Enough time to get you with your calls and thoughts on the air here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. And if you like Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we will invest into Free Talk Live. We'll get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We can do that all for $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get all the details and get started right now over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Brian is on the line with us listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Yeah, I got to mention that people should shop on Amazon via your link, too.
Thanks.
But anyways, I just had one quick question for you. Did you guys hear about that that guy with the hatchet that attacked those rookie cops?
Yeah, some police officers got attacked by some mad guy with a hatchet.
So I heard, but I didn't know any details about it. What about it?
Yeah, well, did you know that there's a bystander that is in a critical condition who was just walking down the road and the cops actually shot the innocent bystander?
Oh, no. Was it because they were shooting at the man with the hatchet and the bystander just happened, bullets happened to connect to the bystander?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
And I just... You know, you guys can do your own research, but...
Is he still alive?
The bystander?
The bystander is in critical condition right now, as far as I know. But, yeah, Yeah, but these guys, well, I mean, they were rookies, so they were probably, you know, kids, you know.
But these stories are piled up of, you know, there was recently the one with the hostages that were shot up along with the bank robbers or whatever they were. And, of course, the Chris Dorner thing where the cops are going around. They shot a couple of vehicles up before they actually managed to find Dorner. These vehicles looked nothing like, you know, the bad guy. There was a situation in New York where I can't remember what the guy was doing, but he was maybe exchanging fire with the police or whatever. They shot at him, shot several bystanders in the streets of New York. This is the problem with employing these firearms, is that many times when you, I don't care how good you are, it is difficult to consider your surroundings when you pull a weapon. You're considering the thing you're going to shoot, or you're not paying much attention, you're not paying enough attention to your target. So you have to be sort of set up and ready. I'm ready to come down. Let's just disarm the police.
Well, don't they do that in Great Britain, the bobbies at least?
They're getting more and more armed all the time. I think they've got firearms in their cars.
Yeah, the police used to be unarmed until they disarmed the people in Britain, and then slowly but surely they've been building up the armaments of the police force.
Not a surprise.
Yeah,
Brian,
exactly. Is they disarmed the police, they disarmed the people, and then now they're arming the police again. But I mean, come on. You know, at least the police should just don't unload your weapon. right, and it's New York City. You know, that's all I have to say. That's all.
Yeah, you can't shoot without hitting somebody.
It's crazy. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to John. He's in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hey, last caller. I think that's a bit of a misconception that even though they get trained, police are going to hit every target perfect at the bullseye every time.
No. Nobody can do that.
No, that's just not the case. That's why it's a last resort.
Yeah, but is it the last resort?
Not in a lot of cases. A lot of times it's the first thing they do.
Right. Like, there was a meme going around on Facebook, and I don't know how accurate it was, but it was, you know, like the police in the country of Germany fired 80 shots last year. I mean, police here in the United States fire that into one vehicle of an unarmed individual. Come on.
Well, I mean, the first thing they do whenever they walk up to your vehicle, they don't know who you are. And, I mean, anybody at any time. Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, then, I mean, that my point is made right there. You could be anybody.
your point isn't made. I just made
it's
a point
video
about
game.
The
okay,
country.
I've never played Grand Theft Auto, so you didn't make a point to me.
People know what he's walking into. And it's
the factual country of Germany where police pull people over and they don't know what they're walking into. You know, they're able to do this. Iceland, in its 60-year history, just killed their first individual. Jeez. And the police through, you know, had a memorial service. Can you imagine police officers in this country having a memorial service for somebody they killed?
I mean, the claim that the police don't know what they're walking into when they're pulling somebody over, it seems like that could be used to justify them going ahead and drawing down on everyone they pull over. I mean, if they don't know what they're getting into, why not use maximum caution and pull a gun on every single pullover?
When somebody walked into my house when I was selling weed.
Sorry, John?
There's this thing from back whenever the nation was being founded and all that good stuff. It says, ask not who the bell tolls for, the bell tolls for thee.
Yeah, I think that's from...
What's that supposed to mean?
I think that's from a...
It's from Helen. It's from Hemingway.
Hemingway, okay.
For whom the bell tolls. Is
yeah. Rich, what was your comment going to be about when you were selling weed?
Oh, when I was selling weed, I didn't know anything about the people walking into my house for the first time when they did, but I sure as hell didn't pull out a gun on them. You know, I talked to them to find out who they were. If they became threatening toward me, then I started thinking about defending
John,
myself.
What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, there are protocols, and you know, as far as I can tell, in that Ferguson case, I think the cop followed his protocols. I mean, whenever you attack an officer, I mean, I'm telling
you're presuming the officer was attacked, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to play out. I think
that's a prediction on your part. Thank
you for
the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jason, also listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hey, Jason, go ahead.
Hey guys, this is Jason. I've called in several times.
Welcome back.
In Charleston, and homeschooler.
believe in smaller government, more individual freedom. I think you guys know where I stand. I've called a couple times.
Hey, are you scared when you pull people over these days? You know, you're doing it for a while. You're a police officer.
Well, I'm about to answer that, and I was just going to refer to your caller that called in about the three police officers being attacked by the Islam convert that was the lone wolf attacker with a hatchet. I mean, you know, I understand. You know, I understand about the innocent bystander being shot, but you know, the one officer, his arm was shattered when he was struck with the hatchet, and the next blow hit the other officer in the skull, and you know, they were both in critical condition. I mean, you know, I'm sure the innocent bystander, when they woke up that morning, did not enter their mind. I'm sure the guy wielding the hatchet at them while they're standing, you know, along the street, didn't enter their mind either. I mean, I think there's just some times that you're going to have something bad is going to happen. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, you can armchair quarterback that one, but
that's our job. Sadly, you know, that's what we're prescribed as the media, is the armchair quarterback.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one, Jason. I mean, there is a chance that something's going to go wrong. There's no doubt. I mean, if bullets are being fired in a city environment, something can go wrong with that, no doubt. But, you know, so let's go to the other point that the caller recently was making, and that is that, well, you know, the cops are scared. They could be dealing with anyone. Does that justify, you know, does the fear of the officer justify using a gun or putting a hand on a gun or even pulling a gun on somebody in advance just because they're frightened of you know, what's going to happen at a car window?
Well, that's a great question, and you're training, you know, there's certain levels. You know, a call always starts out at a certain level, and then the information that you're being provided over the radio, if there's weapons involved, you know, it keeps going up. You know, it can stay low, weapons involved.
Sure.
You're thinking prior to pulling up, but there is certain steps that you take going into, if I'm going to a burglary call and they're saying that someone has, you know, made entry, they've actually witnessed windows being knocked out, and you know that, you know, they use something to knock that wind out, you're probably not just going to show up with your hands in your pockets.
I got you there. No, that makes sense. When you've got some information, if you're approaching a car where the man is believed to be an armed bank robber, you know, it would make sense to take an extra bit of caution with that, you know, with that call. But
what about that situation where the hostages got shot recently? I mean,
if I'm not sure what situation that was.
Well, I have to go look at the news story, but essentially it was a bank robbing situation. They had some hostages, and then the police shot the bank robbers and the hostages and everybody.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Well, I'm
that's not good.
With the, I wouldn't comment on something that I don't have the
it's always best.
But I mean, as far as like just approaching a car that's been pulled over for speeding with no extra knowledge that this is an armed robber or something like that, it's really ridiculous to pull a gun on somebody, right? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And anybody that's doing their job correctly as a police officer, they're not going to run up.
Thanks, Jason. We're out of time, but I appreciate the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
When Karl Marx failed because the workers of the world did not unite, that was the end of communism? Not a chance. It went underground and attacked the culture, movies, the school system, the family unit, and Christian values. Cultural Marxism, featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, G. Edward Griffin, and Ted Baer, explains what happened. Get the DVD at moviepubs.net, worldnetdaily.com, or newswithviews.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.